What's up, Vegas? 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 What's up,
Vegas? Are you not tired?
I was waiting for you to ask me that.
Are you not tired?
The very last day in the month of August, we made it.
Yes, actually, we did.
To the very last day in the month of August.
Yeah.
And we're going to be entering the Ember month. Let me just bust some people's bubble now. They say Ember must start from September, right?
Well, actually, it does.
Why do you, what's there to do well about? Is it not September? Ember must start from September. You went like, well, like if you don't cost it, you can remove it. Okay, so let me just tell you something. So what is October?
It's an Ember month.
No. September, November, December. Is it October? So we have only three Ember months. Three.
No, September. October is a close cousin and we leave it there.
October.
Why are you such a hater? October is a close cousin.
I will leave no stone unturned.
You have to make a watertight decision.
To make it, I put it to you, National Assembly. October is not an Ember month.
So we need to make a law that removes October from the Ember month.
Because it's associated wrongly.
Yes, but they're close cousins.
It doesn't matter.
We can build a bridge.
You cannot go to heaven
from September. You can build a bridge that connects to October that builds another bridge. That you know,
it
and we can and we can
no. October should go to come.
No, and we can send security vehicles there to help
go and check to see if we can or rail line.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're close cousins.
Because if you are close cousins, you can actually make it. But October, you've been doing this for a long time. Your day is over.
No. Come on, don't be too harsh.
October is not an Ember month.
October, we go to court to seek redress.
Okay, till that time, but Ember month starts in September, and I will not be here. And somebody call October an Ember month, not in my presence. I don't know what that.
Well, we'll be on top of this matter. Yeah. We will try to get to the bottom of it.
Watertight.
Yes, we'll try to leave no stone unturned
till we get the perpetrators.
October
of
will have his day in court. I, as the representative of October, I speak on behalf of my client.
Yeah, okay.
We will not be mistreated by these kinds of people.
We won't take that.
Yes.
Let us go and sound off before time finish.
Good morning, Lagos. This is the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I know that people used to take us serious when I say this was an all right. My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and of course, I never do this crazy alone.
My name is Stretch, Stretch. We've eaten up minutes for sound off. We have to run to it. It's that portion of the show where we get to talk about something that you will want to talk about, but we don't let you into it. We call this mommy and daddy time. When we talk about him, then we'll come back and continue the show. This is Sound Off. Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous. A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates. All right, this is Sound Off. I've got a few minutes to do this. Let's go through this quickly. And this will take you back to 2021, Nigerian Daily. A former Minister of Education, Yemi Abdullahi, claimed that President Muhammadu Buhari will be missed by millions of Nigerians after his tenure in 2023, describing President Buhari as a man of integrity. Foreign minister stated that most Nigerians lack the kind of leadership quality the president possesses. Yemi Abdullahi, who spoke during an interview with News Agency of Nigeria, said the president was standing against corruption and living an exemplary lifetime as a president. Fast forward the tape. The president recently said that he said when he was meeting with governors of the All Progressive Congress that the country in 6 months will miss this administration. Yes, give examples of how elections have been wonderful. I mean, the states that have had that has had elections and all. That this administration will be missed in 6 months. After this administration finishes, it will be missed by Nigerians. And there are many things that we will know that we miss about this administration. And today, Marianne and myself, we agree with this statement.
Yes. My name is Marianne Okon. I'm here to support the motion that you will miss President Muhammadu Buhari.
The administration,
the president's administration. The APC-led administration in 6 months.
Yes.
This is why. One, you will miss insecurity.
Yes.
Yes, we will miss banditry.
Yes.
We will miss our doctors, our lecturers, our everything being in comatose. In fact, we'll miss the fact that our monies that are supposed to be for security votes are missing. It's now in the pockets of local government.
I'm here to support, my name is Stretch. I'm here to support the motion that we will actually miss this administration.
Yes.
And there are many things to miss about this administration. The way that we're seeing the security situation now, it's beautiful. We like the way the architecture is. It is watertight. And the way that we're, the economy, what, don't you want your Naira to have high figures? 700 to 1 is a figure that we should try to defend. And the way traveling, people move around a lot. Now, people are now careful. They don't travel again because they can't go by road, they can't go by air, they can't go by rail. This is keeping people close to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And people are,
you now appreciate
with their
your family. You know the names of your children.
Knowing their children, mm-hmm. knowing everything. And now, you go to market before, you will send money to your wife and she just buy what she likes and carry loads. Come, reduce the load your wife is carrying. Give her 200,000, she comes back with two nylon bags. And she's free. Your wife lives longer.
Mm.
You might. Mm. But let us face situations. This administration will be missing 6 months.
Yes.
In 6 months' time, we will know that that time that things were lit like this, we prepared the way it was. And with these 3 points of ours, we know that we have convinced you that this administration will be missed in 6 months.
Yes, we will miss it in 6 months. I don't think that it will even take a couple of 6 months because, you know, even in 4 months, we miss it.
We will miss it. Now we are missing it now.
We miss it because that time, they will not be kidnapping again.
Yes.
We'll miss kidnapping.
It's a business venture now. Everybody's,
Everybody's making money from it.
Yes.
Anybody say, well, come on, come on. We'll miss unknown men.
Yes.
I mean,
those things that we didn't have before.
Yes.
All those vocabulary that
we'll
was there
it.
Before.
We'll
now
miss it.
We will miss it. Now we'll we're saying to you that all these things that we will miss, we support this administration.
Yes.
And we can't wait to miss it.
There's no lie in anything that this administration has said.
We can't wait to miss it.
We can't wait to miss you.
Miss it. And that was Sound Off.
All right, so the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station 99.3 Nigeria Info, and it's still What's Up Lagos.
Yeah, that's our role.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, after we had our debate, you know, we did our own version of I Beg to Support.
Yes.
Yes.
I Beg to Support.
I
this is the only
support.
Debate.
Because this is the one we cannot differ.
Two people supporting the same motion.
Yes, and we win it.
Your father. Your daddy.
The daddy. The real daddy.
The one that paid the school fees.
With the same blood group.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about best friends. Yes, you know,
best
as usual,
friends.
When we start the show, after Sound Off, we try to bring it down.
Yeah.
So let's talk about best friends. Do you still have the same best friends from primary, secondary, uni? You know, some people, they say after like 10, 15 years, you lose the friends and you make new ones. How true is that? But who's your best friend? How did you meet them?
Do you have a best friend?
Do you even have a best friend? Because some people say, what is that? Is that a joke?
Well, I don't have friends.
Like, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's a
best friend?
I've got friends, but I've not got a best friend. Like, what's that?
Yeah, now women call it bestie.
Well, you know,
I fought with my bestie yesterday.
It has a ring to it.
Whatever.
Okay.
And your besties, women, besties are the one that kill you. Well, let me just...
No, I don't think so. You can't generalize.
I'm sorry.
I'm here for this.
Okay. About who's going to...
I feel sorry that this baby is breakable.
Who is arguing with you? Some of them are in the grave already.
Ewo.
So, if you have a best friend, let us know. When did you guys meet? You want to give a shout-out to that best friend?
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm not talking to you.
Sorry, I was just saying. Am I not
I'm
your best friend?
I'm not talking to you.
Am I not your bestie?
Of course you are.
Oh my God.
Okay. So let's go straight to it. If you have a best friend, we'll take some time out. And when we come back, we'll go into it majorly. And you just think about it. Reminisce. Scroll down your phone. If the person's name is Dan, it's not your best friend. Yeah? Do you have a best friend? What's that best friend's name? When did you meet that person? What was that thing that made you say, this person, what tests have they gone through?
I want to spend the rest of my best life with you. You know what I mean?
So what qualifies that person to be your best friend? Give us details of this. We'll be talking about
how do you even do it? How do these things happen? Yeah, I beg your pardon.
Maybe you just find out that person is awesome to you.
Kind of like the same kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, well.
My best friends are like polar opposites of me.
Okay.
And that's why we blend.
You're weird. Yeah, you're not normal.
I'm not weird. I'm special.
I know. Use anything you want to use. You're just weird.
Yes, girl. Snap it. Snap. Wrongly. We special like that. Because I think that it's okay to have best friends that like the same things. And you also blend with people that are polar opposites of you. So there's nothing wrong with that.
All right. We'll get to it and get to find out when we come back.
We'll be right back. We've got some adverts. When we come back, we'll talk more about this best friend thing. To report Stretch.
Yeah, she's going to report me. Ladies and gentlemen, please listen. Go ahead. What did I do?
Why are you harassing me?
In what realm?
HR, I'm coming to report.
All right, I said she's good looking today.
That's not what you said.
I said I like the complexion.
I'm going to HR after the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Collins. Stretch is bullying me in the studio. But we're talking about best friends. Better, full stop, comma. You are no longer my friend.
Okay. That's what he used to do then. Yeah. You're looking at my friend. I won't play with you again.
I won't give you my biscuit.
The one that annoys me is that when you live in someone's house, the landlord's child is your friend. Mm. Then when you guys quarrel, you say, leave our house. Leave how? My father pays your father rent. We should leave your house. How? Yeah, I'm playing with you. Leave our house. Anyway, so we're asking, do you have a best friend? When did this start? Do you know what that person did to qualify as your best friend? Or you just find yourself...
How did you guys just click?
How? How did it happen? Yeah? So let's talk about this.
And do people still have best friends?
Has the economy removed the best friend? As middle class has gone? Has the economy removed best friendship? All right? 0700-993-993-993. And if you're female, the ones I think don't usually call, 01465-7190. And can get to us on WhatsApp. We'll give you the number in a bit. You send us a message on WhatsApp also. And please remember, when you call, if you don't go, what's up, Lagos? It is unlikely.
We'll pass you by.
Unlikely
no
we'll let you in.
We'll
and when you get in, please, 60 seconds, including your WhatsApp Lagos, 10 seconds. Yeah? Let's do this.
All right, don't forget, call, send a WhatsApp message, I beg your pardon, to 0809-5975-805. All right, let's take our first bestie caller this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Wow. What's up, Lagos? Come on, bro. What's your name?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Koboku.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Kelbeko. Koboku, okay. Yana.
I greet you people this morning.
We greet you back.
Your introduction, it makes me happy. I will meet this government.
No.
We are talking about your best friend.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? A female caller?
Hey!
What's your name?
Stretch to life. Prove him wrong.
Ada.
Hi, Ada.
Ada, how are you?
I'm fine.
Ada,
how are you?
Fine. What's your blood group, Ada?
My blood group, I don't know about that.
Okay, all right. In case you're a universal donor, I'm O positive, so we can give each other blood. But go ahead. Let's find out. Who's your best friend?
Wow.
Okay, my best friend is a guy. His name is Anthony.
Whatever. All right, so how long have you... Why is Anthony your best friend?
We've been friends for like close to 2 years now. And
how many years?
Oh, I think he's one of a kind.
Sorry, how many years have you been best friends?
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah. Not many.
Okay, so
you're just saying I'm your best friend.
Are you guys dating?
We are not. We are just best friends. Like, we benefit, though.
Okay.
It's morning.
What's all this?
So you are so best friends with benefits. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Girl. Okay. But that's cool.
She ran away. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. First one is friends with benefits. Let's take another one.
Please, we want to get the record straight. Please, we're talking about best friends.
But is our best friend? The benefit is.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Franklin.
Franklin, where are you calling from, Franklin? Oh, sorry about that. Call us back if you can.
Sorry, Franklin. Please do call us back. Hello, good morning. Oh, the lines are jamming. Everybody's calling. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Good morning.
What's your name? Ow. What's going on?
Something is wrong with the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name,
Cheers
sir?
Cheers to life.
My name is Chuck Thomas.
All right, Chuck Thomas, you have a best friend?
Yeah, my best friend is my wife.
Okay.
But before your wife, you didn't have a best friend?
Before your wife, did you have a best friend?
Definitely, before my wife, I have a best friend.
So it's okay. Okay, so now your wife is your best friend, right?
Yeah.
What qualifies her, apart from the fact that she's your wife?
What qualifies? Because I see the material I needed in a woman, her.
And Shiki. All right.
And meanwhile, please, I want to ask a question, please.
Go ahead.
What happened to the techers?
Yes, another era is here. Yeah?
The techers have gone on to something nice and new. Okay.
They're soaring. You know, get your telescope, you see them higher somewhere.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Hello. Yes, we can hear. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Yo. What's your name, sir?
My name is Henshaw, calling from Aja.
Henshaw,
go ahead.
Henshaw, do you have a best friend?
I don't have a best friend, but my best friend is my mom.
Okay, she's also your best friend.
Well, you can be friends with your mom.
Okay, why? Okay, is it because she gave birth to you?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have a best friend.
Is it just because she gave birth to you?
She's my mom, she's my everything. So she's my best friend.
So you confide in her when it comes to women issues and stuff, right?
So I used to report her issues like any friends, not just friendship and stuff. I used to report it to her.
Okay, are you married?
I'm not married.
Do you have a relationship now? Are you dating someone?
No. Just friendship. Normal friendship, but
you are slightly dating.
He's dabbling.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Henshaw, for calling.
Thank you.
So I'm curious now. I really want to know what people define
as best friends.
Who makes up the character? What are the characteristics of a best friend?
Yeah,
what qualifies a person to be a best friend?
You know, when we were defining this, mom has a tag, wife has a tag, friend has a tag.
Mm.
So it will just make it somehow if you drag mom into that friend realm or drag, it's a little...
There's nothing wrong with being mommy's boy or daddy's girl and all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
I'm just talking friend. Mom and wife...
But that friend, somebody who's your age mate or slightly older.
Someone who probably are not related
with,
to.
You know.
Somehow.
Someone who... You may not be related.
I mean,
people are best friends with their cousins, but
so it's really dicey. But let's go on.
I'd really like to pick the brains of ladies this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello,
what's up, Lagos? Are you there?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, good Lagos? Morning. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's your name?
I'm Madam Shakara from Egbeda.
Madam Shakara from Egbeda. I wonder why. So tell us what's
your best friend's name.
What qualifies somebody as your best friend? You could let me take for instance a female. You could have so many friends around you, right? But somebody that stands out, somebody that sticks with you through thick or thin. Someone that supports you, like a support system that you can rely on.
At any point
that
in time.
That doesn't stand out. Okay. You have other people you call friends. That is your best friend. Somebody you can call on. And it could be a male in the life of a female person.
Okay.
It could be a female in the life of a male person.
Okay.
That person you can open up to anything, you discuss anything, everything.
All right, so
qualifies as your best friend.
Do you have a best friend?
I do.
All right, who's your best friend and how does that
person? Name is Flora Ide. We have been together for more than 4 decades. She is my
40 years. Wow.
Yeah. Since primary school, we'll always be as long as we live.
Wow,
that's so awesome.
Great.
Thanks for the definition and
Madam Shakara. Shakarados.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life? Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Mercy.
Mercy.
All right, Mercy, go ahead.
Calling from Ikorodu.
All right, Mercy, welcome to the show. So, do you have a best friend?
Yes, I have.
Who's your best friend?
Though it's not a schoolmate, but we have been into friendship for like a decade now. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Male or female?
He's male.
Okay. Are you married? Are you married?
Do you have
No.
Okay, so that's fine. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Right.
The reason why I ask is because you see, there's that also that debate where people say, well, if we're married, then automatically you're my best friend. I'm your best friend. You can't entertain best friends, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also hear single people who are in relationships say, well, I used to have a male bestie, but you know, when I met my boyfriend, he was not comfortable with it, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
And some people who have female best friends sometimes also say, well, my boyfriend's not comfortable around my best friend.
Does that change the status of your best friend? Because the other person is not
comfortable. That's what you hear. And so they say, oh, now my boyfriend is my best friend. But he's your boyfriend. He's not your husband. Anyway, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
All right, what's your name, sir?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
Yes, I made it.
Yes,
you
so
made
you
it.
The of the month. I made it. Oh.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jonah. Calling from Igbefo.
Jonah from Igbefo. Jonah, thank you so much for putting so much light on the show this morning. So tell us,
my brother. Thank God. It's not easy. The first of the month. Many of them. Some people see yesterday, some not see today.
I'm telling you.
Very true.
If you went to mortuary, you see them there.
Yes.
You went to hospital, you see them there on the
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Today we are alive. I am stronger, more than strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Those in prison cannot shout.
If this is the only thing you can do today,
my brother,
I appreciate it.
Yes, we are free. Those in prison cannot shout. They don't shout in hospital.
My brother, you know why? You know why I'm doing this?
Why?
I'm just passing along a pair, expressway coming towards Lekki.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I saw all these prison van.
Wow.
Taking people inside.
Wow.
When they are going towards the expressway side.
Wow.
I said, ah, God, there's no way where I will not call this Nigerian info.
And thank God.
Say, what's up, Lagos, to them? Because these people, they don't feel go anywhere. And now where they carry and go, that's where they will be going.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
You know?
Thank you so much for
best friend, back to the topic,
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
My best friend, first of all, number one, after Hannah, that's my wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Your best friend is somebody that you will fight, you will quarrel, you guys will still settle. In the trouble, in sweet, in the bitter, lemon, everything.
Deep.
You guys settle together.
Deep.
Yes.
Deep.
You understand?
Yes. How long have you been married?
Then it's, I only marry one. About how many you want to make?
No, how long? Never
how long? Okay. This is my 6 years now.
Good. So before the 6 years, were you friends with her?
Sorry?
Before you married her, was she your friend?
She's my really best friend. Okay. I'm telling you the truth.
All right. Thank you very much, Jonah, for calling.
Wow, that was
so
an
you know, Stretch, they say that it's best to marry your friend. Because when everything else is gone, the friendship, you know, holds.
Yeah, but I think that's what everybody sets out to do, but it all doesn't always end that way.
Yeah, but you just can't meet a person and make that person your friend, can you?
No, you might be friends with someone, like someone enough to propose to the person. Mm. There might be some form of friendship, right? Unless you're marrying for another thing, another reason, maybe other things, you know?
Yeah. Stretch, you need help.
I love you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This is Moses.
Moses.
Are you a praise and worship leader in your church?
You just parted the Red Sea right now.
Oh my God, don't you praise and worship.
Go to your head,
I was born to the game. I was never born against, but born to the ring. Try to get my cruise in the ring. Like even cut the lanes. Do you want to know my name?
It's Don Jazzy again.
Joe.
Okay, Moses, who's your best friend?
Drop the mic.
Okay, who is my best friend?
Yes.
Why really have a best friend? That's the question. Because the best friend, number one, my best friends are people I grew up with.
Okay.
People who knows me when I'm nothing.
Hmm.
Nothing. And I have nothing.
Hmm.
And we are still friends.
With nothing.
Whether they have or they don't have, or we communicate 24/7. We share our inner feelings with each other, our things, we share things together, and they are there, whether I have, I don't have, or I'm on a sick bed, I'm not on a sick bed, they are there.
So are there many people in that realm, about 50, 20, 10, 5, 2?
Sometimes I always say to myself that I don't know if I have a friend, because a friend is the one that calls and check up on you without you even calling.
What okay.
A friend we have, Jesus.
Okay.
But if you can put your phone down and nobody calls except you call, and you don't go visiting anybody, they don't come asking or checking up on you or want to visit you except
then that's
you just
not your
go
best
and
friend.
Check up on them, then you have no friend.
Okay. Thank you very much, Moses. Moses put it succinctly. I and my best friend don't have to see all the time to be best friends.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to talk on the phone every single day. We have our moments. But then we can go for months and then we'll be like, hey.
Where have you been?
I will not call the name that we call ourselves. And then we'll be like, we have gist. And then we'll gist forever.
I can tell you some names. We call ourselves monkey, animal.
Yeah, I can't even say my own. Mine is NTBB.
You should give your life.
it's given to that Lord, the Lord.
But you took it back.
No, he's got it. He's got it. My life is in your
hands. It's okay.
Okay. All right, we've got some information for you. Let's quickly get to it before we go to WhatsApp to read some messages that are coming in.
All right. I just see what's up, Lagos. 11:57 on the dot of the hour. 11, we'll be going straight to the newsroom to give you the headlines. This one says, let me see how many messages I can take this morning before I leave this. Ooh, these are long epistles. God help me. All right, I have two of them. I met the first, Chigozie Obona, secondary school in 2004. He supports me a lot. Although he's currently based in the United States, we talk about the conditions we find ourselves in different countries we're in and recommend solutions and so on. The second is AB. Nakede. I met her 4 years ago in university when I went to see another friend of mine. We talk virtually about anything, seek advice from each other concerning anything at all, bothering us, even go as far as supporting each other financially and so on. For me, I'm surprised that we aren't dating and so on, but I'm cool with being a friend. Blessing. Okay, from Port Harcourt, River State, Mekau. All right, this is a message from you. You say, good morning, Stretch and Marianne. Please, 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 that your first phase of the show is annoying and your sarcasm is too provoking. Not be only miss this administration. Anyway, I still love you guys. You are doing great. We don't know what you're talking about, actually.
Exactly.
We don't remember. All right, this one says, good morning. This is from another. Okay, Nigerian for Jude from... Jude, friends, you can see someone as your best friend, but did not,
But that person doesn't see you as a best friend.
Okay, but that person, that he said that. Okay. What's up, Lagos? Please, Zep, call out and find out. I love them so much.
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
All right, so What's Up, Lagos? 6 minutes past the hour 11, second segment of the show. If you've sent a message and we've not read it, we're sorry. He's the devil. All right, so let's go straight.
Why does he have to bear the brunt of everything? He's in China. He's not here right now.
Are you close to him?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just know somebody who knows him.
He's the one that caused it. All right, so sorry about that, please. We have to go to the next segment of the show. We have other times to do more, to do some justice on that. All right, so I have a guest who's been online for more than 3 minutes. Thank you so much, Ikechi Amefulanwogu. We're going to be going straight to it. We're going to be talking about the collapse of public schools. Collapse of public schools. And he is right online this morning. And we want to say welcome to the show. Let Marian give a proper introduction of who Ikechi is. Ikechi, how are you doing? Good morning.
Ikechi, good morning. Can you hear us?
I haven't seen your face before. I know Marianne. She's my sister.
Okay.
This is Stretch.
I'm your cousin.
My name is Stretch. It's a pleasure.
Good morning.
So, Ikechi, it's good to have you join us. Ikechi Wogo is the... He's an educator. He's also the president of Ant Hill Congress. Now, we're talking about, of course, the dwindling population of pupils in public schools. Now, if you were listening a few days ago, we made mention of the fact that public schools are no longer as pretty, as endearing as it used to be. A lot of us were products of public schools.
I, for one.
I mean, I went to a public secondary school and I went to a federal university. And at the time, those things, those colleges or schools were prestigious.
Yeah.
If you fast forward to today, they're almost, you know,
crackers,
I mean, they're left in tatters.
Shadow of themselves.
Exactly. And I paid 11 years after I left my secondary school, I paid a visit back to the school and it was nothing to write home about. But Ikechi is an educator. This is his specialty and he's going to join us in this conversation. Once again, thank you for joining us. Let's start by going into a story that broke on the weekend. So the Ondo State government said that it has become an offense for any teacher in its public schools across the state to enroll their children in private schools. Now, this according to the state chairman of the Universal Basic of Education, Honorable Victor Labitum, followed the dwindling population of pupils in public primary schools across the state. The head of press and information services of the board, BC Agbola, in a statement in Akure said government was worried over the development despite its investment in education across the state. Agbola said at a meeting with head teachers across three senatorial districts of the state that government has frowned at the dwindling population of these pupils in spite of its efforts. And they said henceforth, teachers will be held responsible for any drop in school enrollment. I'm going to pose my first question to you, Ikechi. Should teachers really be held responsible for how bad and deplorable the situation is in public schools today?
It's a big no for me. No, because I attended public schools. I'm a product of teachers. My dad taught in public schools all his life.
Okay.
My mom was also a public school teacher, and I knew how much they put in. I'll tell you, my mom taught chemistry, and just prior to the SSCE, you know, my mom would go scouting for reagents, for pipettes, for birettes, because the schools didn't have at the time. She would do these things with her own personal funds because there were no imprints and all that, okay? And then she wants to step up, and she usually meets up. Like, she does that at the end of the WAEC results released. She comes back celebrating. She hit 100%. As in, everyone who did chemistry passed chemistry.
Yeah.
There were a lot of A's and no F. Mm. You know, and these were personal efforts. I know what efforts my dad was putting in as well. Going to public school, I know what efforts our teachers put in. So it would not be fair to blame it on the teachers at all. If any teacher is defective, if any teacher falls shy of your standards, why don't you lay him off? Okay. But you see, the teachers are trying. I think that's the first question. A lot of the teachers in the public schools are so passionate about teaching. I tell you the truth, right? Before we get on to the next question, I find a lot better teachers in the public schools than in some of the private schools. Okay. The private schools, in some cases, are not really intentional. They want the money. These teachers are scarcely paid their salaries, but because of the passion. It is the public school teachers that will go to your houses, okay, and fish you out. Probably get some big boys back in the day to flog you from home and bring you back to school.
Wow.
They were so passionate about it. It wasn't a chore to them. Yeah. So, no, it wouldn't be fair on them at all.
Okay. Do you think this is what it was then? Because what you're describing now, public school system. Now, when someone doesn't have a job, can't find a job, why no go do teaching? Most places you find them now. They say, I don't find jobs today. I don't see. I'm in teaching. Now, professional teachers, are the numbers dwindling? Where did this decay start from? Is it government or is it us? Because right now you find teachers who really don't want to teach, who are there just because there is no work to do. What are we spending on training teachers? You're talking about teachers in those days were even stronger than policemen. They could do and undo. But right now we have people who they will tell you, go and peel melon for me. Go and buy this for me. They will sit down and do what they need. So where did this decay actually start from? How did we get to this place right now?
It's a deep question because I think there's decay in society, not just in school. So the health systems are falling apart. The political systems are falling apart. Governmental systems, civil service and all that. So it seems as though anything government manages is compromised. And so, a lot of times we'll say government is a very bad businessman, but it shouldn't be completely so. Government in Nigeria might be a bad businessman, but government all over the world. You reckon with the fact that in other climes, right, the public school is highly coveted.
True.
So you want to send your child to a school in Russia, for example, you look out for the government-owned schools because of supervision, because of adequate monitoring, because of sustainability, the sustainability culture. But in Nigeria, government sets up a school. I mean, come on, ASUU is on strike, okay? And this is government-owned university. What is happening to the private universities? So there seems to be no plan. So when you want to set up a business, you come up with a game plan, a sustainable plan. What is the funding plan? What is the administration plan? What is the, you know, equipment plan? What is the plan for wear and tear, right? So now government has failed to do that a lot. And so you discover that the public school thing, whether it's learning or teaching, is no longer fashionable. It's now a place for more or less the underclass of society, like you pointed out. Mm-hmm. I can't find a job elsewhere. But tell you what, I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. I love to teach. I don't get paid as a teacher anymore. I do a lot of honorary teaching because teaching is a calling. It's not a profession. It's a calling. It's like, this is your thing. Even if you're on radio, you want to educate people. Even if you're in church, you want to educate people. So our lives are about teaching. Our parents are teachers. Everyone gets to transfer knowledge in a way. But when you come down to the school system, the poor management, the incessant strikes, it becomes somewhat discouraging to want to come do your passion. And you want to apply your trade elsewhere. You find something else, maybe farming, maybe something else to do. And the discouragement is actually from the system. Okay, we're fast becoming a systemless system in Nigeria.
Wow. Let's talk about what the Ondo State government has said. Now, they're saying that the dwindling situation, they could put some of the blame on the teachers. But then let's also examine the fact that these teachers are putting their children in private schools. Does it mean that they themselves do not trust the caliber of people who are teaching their children or who are supposed to teach their children in these same public schools that they're teaching? Are they not complicit one way or the other? I mean, if government is saying that, let's look at, you know, the realities on the ground.
Okay, so in the recent past in Rivers State, a previous administration decided to invest richly in in schooling, in schools, infrastructurally, in terms of teachers. They even got in some Indians to develop some schemes, learning schemes for children, equipped the ICT laboratories, the science laboratories and all that. And tell you what, these schools became the what do I call that? The demand for these schools became so high. In fact, you'll see parents, some of whom are oil and gas workers, queuing up to gain an admission, not for their helps, but for their children in those public schools. Because people are looking for answers. You would rather go to a supermarket than go to a market, because in the market, you could get robbed.
Yeah.
In the supermarket, the prices are the same thing, and it's a neater environment. So it's within reach. You don't get your feet messed up. You could dash out of the office without changing into slippers to go to the supermarket, buy the stuff, and come back. Okay, there's better sense of security. There's surveillance arrangement, everything. Okay, yeah. So when you put schools in proper shape, then the demand, it's demand and supply, it's marketing. The demand for those schools would increase. It's not just about the fact that, I mean, come on, look at parents. Parents have a right to exposure to opportunity. That I brought a child into the world and I'm downtrodden in life doesn't mean the child should suffer. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, you know, there are things you would never enjoy as a child because of the family we're born into. There are things you would never enjoy as a citizen because of the nation you were born into, okay? Access to welfare services and all that because we're in Nigeria here. Okay, but then if I have a scholarship opportunity, for example, to send my child elsewhere to a better environment where he would enjoy better privileges in life, should you stop me? It's my right. So it's within the rights of these teachers to plant their children anywhere, just in a way to build their future. Okay, because of course this is the present, everything will change tomorrow, and so I shouldn't go get into tomorrow and begin to regret because I'm loyal to some government policy over the objectives of my family and the futures of my children. Yeah.
All right. So having said this, let me just ask this question. ASUU is on strike. And one of the points that the ASUU leadership have given is that the government, they've killed the primary school public system, secondary school, and now they are coming to the university system. That if they let go, the university system would just be the same. That 95% of all the population of students attend the public school system, maybe because of affordability and stuff. Only 5% attend the private. Do you agree with this fact that the decay, it sounds like something deliberate. That someone, does any government stand to gain anything by killing these institutions? Do they gain anything, or is it just nonchalance?
It's just nonchalant. So I love to say this publicly, right? Governance seems, or is fast seeming, like a distraction to what politicians are doing in office. They do anything but governance. They really don't want to govern. I think the interest matters. They just want money. It's my turn. It's an opportunity to get in there and just make whatever I can for myself. Okay? And that's fast becoming a thing amongst our people. So they are not... Look, every man has a reputation and every man would want to deal his best pie with ease. Right? If it could fall from heaven, oh, that's fine, right? But they will not deliberately, not much unlike what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no president, no governor would want to intentionally
destroy,
tamper with what is working.
Yeah,
it's true that they would want to compromise, they want to do this, but how many presidents, how many past presidents have owned universities, for example? How many even schools? How many governors own schools? So it's not really about competition. It's just that they are careless. They really don't care about governance. They don't know what governance is. And that's the prime challenge. We're voting people who have probably never run a business before. And they don't know how business works. Business is not all about making more money to spend more money. Business is about growing systems. It's about concocting ideas and ideals to make systems work. And how many of our past political leaders have actually been in a place where they grew systems up from ground zero. And so when you're now faced with an opportunity to grow a nation from ground zero, it becomes Herculean. You've not grown it. Like my dad will always say, a man who has not become a class monitor before, who has not tested the waters on leadership, is now made commissioner, is now made local government chairman, is now made governor. You can't expect him to succeed because he's learning on the job, and 8 years is too short a time frame to both learn on the job and develop expertise and then begin to sail. So that's where the problem is.
So leadership by example is also at the core of this. But let's go back to, again, what the Ondo State government is saying. I want to understand what the law says about these kinds of drastic measures, especially them that the Ondo State government might want to undertake. And also the reality, if they decide today that, you know, every teacher who has a child of public school age must enroll that child in our public schools, is there a data capturing is an issue in this country. We always go for data capturing for all sorts of things. Is there a data bank? How will the government be able to identify these people? And how realistic is it if they say, okay, you all have to withdraw your children and bring them to public schools? Will the government be able to take on this task? And how well will they be able to implement it?
You know, government in Nigeria loves to take on fights that they will lose ab initio, right? So it's a measure that comes dead on arrival, because if the teachers take the government on, the government would lose in court. Number one, it's an infringement on the rights of existence. Okay, every man who gives birth to a child is at liberty to decide on, you know, what kinds of inputs, life inputs, he wants to give into that child. It's like saying, because I'm a Nigerian child, I shouldn't eat my abado when I want to. I shouldn't eat my beans when I want to. It's my right to eat whatever, as long as it's not poisonous.
Yeah.
If it's food, my father knows how tall he wants me to be or how fat he wants me to be. I am his child. As long as you're not putting that child in harm's way by getting him into any school, let that be the decision of the teacher to say, hey, it's my money, it's my salary. If I borrow money to train my child, it's my business. Okay. Sure. Of course, they said free schooling. How much free schooling is working? Someone once quoted recently, he said, the only thing that is free, okay, in the free schooling system is knowledge. Free schooling doesn't work in Nigeria because someone is actually making that money and milking the state dry. So I'm trying to bully teachers because you feel they are lower down on the social strata, for me, doesn't do it. It's an infringement on their rights, and it comes as a failed mission. Don't even try it at all.
All right, well, we have about 50 minutes to go for a quick break. But if you are a teacher and you're listening to me, I'd like to know what your thoughts are. What are your concerns? You know, what are your reservations about this move by Ondo State government? Plus, these policies about public school systems, can you tell us exactly what you have experienced? Do you buy the idea that maybe we all have to return to the public school system if we must grow it? And do you also feel that teachers own a responsibility in making sure that these schools also grow? Again, aside from government. But we want to hear your thoughts when we come back from the break. Of course, our guest is Ikechi Nwogu. He's an educationist. We will take that break right now. After that, we'll come back and take your thoughts. Our guest is still on standby. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, just WhatsApp Lagos. Check your time. 11:33 in o'clock. Got a few minutes to go. It's time for you to get to be part of what we're saying, what we've been talking about. You've been listening all through, and we want you to, like Marianne said before we went on that long break, what do you have to say? You're a teacher. You are interested. You're concerned.
Or a partner of a teacher.
Or you're not even a teacher, and you just have children. You have wards. You're concerned. Let's know what you think. What do you have? Questions? Do you have opinions? What do you have to say? 0700 993 993 993 0700 993 993 993, or you call us on 01465 7190. Do you agree with our guest? Do you agree with Marianne? Do you agree with yours sincerely? What do you have to say about this? 0700 993 993 993, or 01465 7190.
All right, we have our first caller. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
The prophet, you miss the prophet. I love you, Danny.
Yes, so my best caller.
Yeah, I'm a Higbe.
I know, we know. That.
Yeah, you are my son now. You are my boyfriend's son.
Oh, my God. Welcome, Ahigbe.
Yeah. What is there that? Technical teaching, that is methodology, is far different from people that are not taught how to apply methods to teach pupils. Even orally and practically, those that went to teacher training college are given that technicality called teaching method. But as regards to that on those state person, I remember Ambrose Ali of those state governor one time. All his children went to primary school and secondary school. I met from at Edo College.
Okay.
So why was that? That if all the officials have their children in the public school, it will be more effective than them taking to private. They were private then. But I believe the government actually, as the other man has explained, they are the real primary problem against the primary and secondary school, and they want to clamp down the university for us to have children that went to school but they were not educated. So somebody like Stretch.
Ow. I think we lost that call. I agree, thank you, but call us back anytime if you can, all right?
Well, we're talking about, of course, the dwindling number of students who are applying or even, you know, enrolled into public schools. And Ikechi Wogwa, our guest, has been talking about, you know, government's position. He's talked about the realities. In fact, you also mentioned, Stretch, about the fact that now people just reluctantly go into training because it's a last resort.
Into teaching, you mean?
Into teaching, I beg your pardon. As a last resort, you know, because, you know, there are no jobs. But then yesterday we talked about our best teachers and how deliberate they were. Aniketi also said, you know, talked about the fact that our teachers go beyond and above just to make sure that you get an education. But today the case is different. So we're asking what the Ondo State government is proposing. They're saying it has become an offense. If you are a public school teacher and you are enrolling your own child into a private school, of course it is an offense. They're saying that teachers are to be held responsible for the fact that the number of schools or students who are enrolling into public schools are dwindling.
And also Ikechi also addressed that is an infringement on their rights. It is not a responsibility. I mean, if I am in a school, I can put my children anywhere I can afford. I mean,
it's my money,
it's
right?
It's my money. I want my children to have this kind of future. So it's not because of that. I mean, you have no right to tell me where to put my children. Is my money, is my desire to make sure they get to learn where they should learn. So if you agree with this, let's have your opinion on this. You can call us on the phone lines and let us know what you think about this. What side of this divide do you belong to? On those state government, they've said what they've said. But Ikechi said, and I think I agree with him, that is an infringement on my rights. I want to put my school, I mean, I work in a restaurant, most of my children eat there. I want my children to eat somewhere else. I work in a restaurant that makes continental food. And I want my children to eat Nigerian food. You can't blame me for that. It's my choice. So that's the question we're asking. Do you think what the Ondo State government has done is correct or not? I think we'll get to talk to
you. We'll take some thoughts. Okay. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
All right.
My name is Ethan Godwin.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not really happy because I'll be calling since the beginning of the show. But you see my call now, I damn and I want a 50 call if I can able to get you.
Sorry about that.
Thank God, chat.
Yeah.
What the government of, I think, Ondo said that proposing, I think is a very good thing. And what I see is that they should make it, if you are a public order, like all these people that work, like a governor, chairman, councillor, be you, as long as you're working for a government, you should not put your child in any private school. let all of us, we, the rich and the poor, let all of us go back to the public school. You know, from there, I believe we can,
okay,
can get another the public school. Yeah.
All right, Ethan, thank you very much for calling. Well, we want to hear your thoughts on this particular matter, because you know, a couple of us went to public schools. Like I said, I'm a proud public school student.
If you check everywhere in my blood, you see P. Blood group is P.
I mean, I went to private school for primary and kindergarten, secondary. But secondary,
oh, they are public
university.
Kindergarten. Call it Otakara. Under the step.
Well, that's not the case here.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have Ikechi Wogu back with us. Ikechi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, clearly.
Great. So, apparently, we were having issues with, you, but I think we've been able to get you back. And we want to try to for you to listen to the guests. And, of course, if they have questions, if you're a teacher, you are a parent, you know, you are a product of private, public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Please join the conversation. We want to hear from you. All right, Ikechi, so please stay on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
my name is Sunday. I totally agree with your guest, DK Chukwu, and the one on the studio there that I've mentioned, the Otakara.
Yes.
In fact, it reminded me something, you know, something good, I would say.
Yeah.
Mm. But to some extent, I think it's right, but I would have, I mean, the decision of the Ondo State government, but I would have preferred the Ondo State government make this kind of a pronouncement, starting from all the government officials, not the teachers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If, for example, you are the governor or commissioners, your children's school abroad, why do you have to tell me? And my husband, for example, is I'm a woman, and my husband can afford my
children's
my kid
tuition.
Going private to private school.
Mm.
Why? What right do you have?
Yeah.
You know, stopping me.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
okay. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes.
Good all right.
Good angle.
Well, what's still taking your thoughts? 0700-993-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. Ondo State government is saying it's now an offense for a public school teacher to allow their children to be enrolled in private schools. And our guest, Ikechi Wogu, is still on the line if you've got questions.
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah, good morning.
Cheers to life. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so my name is Kome. What the Ondo State government is asking for is absurd. That's an absurdity.
Okay.
If they are going to make such a pronouncement, they should show the example. All their government officers, all the commissioners, all the permanent secretaries, nobody's child should be schooling in a private school. When you have shown that, then you can now tell the teachers that none of your children should be in private schools.
Hmm.
If the education used to be what we enjoyed, look, I went to school under Abu Busali in Bendel State.
Hmm.
It was totally free education, right?
Okay.
And I'm better for it because I went to that public school. I went to a public primary school. I went to a public secondary school. When education was education, when Nigeria was Nigeria, it is not now. When the government does not care about anything, what they are saying, that's an absurdity. It's nonsense.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. So he's saying it's not achievable. Would like to hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike, I'm calling from Ikwe.
All right, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, for me, the government has just been insincere. I understand what they're trying to achieve. Yes, they want full participation, but it has to be altruistic.
Mm.
It has to be all-encompassing.
Mm.
You know, if they had said, oh, all public officers, including employees of the government, so take it out, not just schools, hospitals, or if you're a government doctor, your children should not use the private hospital. If you're a government official, then it has to do with government, then it will be considering it. But you just setting out the teachers? Come on, what about the Commissioner for Education?
Mm-hmm.
Does that policy affect him? What about the governors? the minister. No, for me, it's not obtrusive. It's just sentimental, and it's not going to hold water.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, I think we have a message here. What's up, Lagos? For me, if somebody should be stopped from enrolling his or her child in private school, then our elites or those occupying public offices should be the first people to start with, because they're the ones that have the power to make the public school good for everyone else, not the poor teachers alone, because they know that the public schools are not well-equipped and well set up for learning. All right, another message says, what the Ondo State is trying to force on the puppy schools or public, you meant, is very bad. If they want to make it a law in the state, they should start from the government workers, and the governor's children too should go to public schools too. You can't force someone to do something you won't like others to do to you. Let them start from themselves and others will follow. That simple. Okay, from Lekki. And you are okay, you are Anyon Toyinbo Adesina from Ntabo Ijoku. What's up, Lagos? What Ondo State government moves to do on education will be much saner if it applies to all government officials. I don't just know why it seems Nigerians are cursed not to have good leaders. Real experiences of the essence of leadership. Let the government start from the political officers first. That's what you think. That's what you said.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Ikechi, would you like to respond?
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page on this. Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's just a case of bullying because they feel the teachers are helpless. They won't even respond to this. So I think someone in Ondo State just wants to run his mouth because, like I said, it won't work. Mm-hmm. Realistically, you've not shown leadership. Why don't you take the first step, okay, by ensuring that your children as government officials would not attend any private school? Come on, let's build the public schools together. I think what they are trying to do is to draw attention to the need to revamp basic schooling, public schooling in Nigeria. If that's the motive, it's right. But there should be a plan. There should be a plan. There are factors that enhance proper schooling, okay, and there are many stakeholders. Okay. Government is one. Parents are stakeholders, right? Yeah. The children themselves, if you build schools and they don't come, then it won't work. They are stakeholders. We've got the private sector, okay? We've got all participants. Let's come together and begin to discuss. Let's create a blueprint for education in Ondo State, a blueprint for education in Nigeria.
Okay.
Let's see how this works. Why is it failing? You don't just wake up in the morning and say, teachers, okay, you are the reason why. No, teachers could be a reason. But then let's also go back to the case of recruitment. Who recruited them? They didn't recruit themselves. Okay, so when you look through the process of recruitment and you get the best of the best of them, okay, will you put them in a shabby environment? Every good teacher will be demotivated if he were asked to teach under palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
So build the infrastructure. Make sure there are no more leaking roofs. Make sure the hostel systems and accommodation systems are intact. Make sure there are appropriate gadgets, okay? Proper teaching aids. Are there boards? Are there dusters? Are there sufficient chalks? Or teachers, probably in a whiteboard system, will need to come to school with their own markers, but from their pockets, from salaries that are scarcely paid. So there are a whole lot of issues. There's a plethora of issues, okay, that need to be addressed before you say, okay, we're forging a front on education. You don't just wake up from sleep and say, okay, teachers are the reason why they don't. The teachers themselves are coming to the market and they have, very poor tables to sell to them. So they want the health of their children. They want the futures of their children. They want to raise children that can become better governors tomorrow, better commissioners tomorrow. So they sit down and they are more intentional about parenting. All right, so the government has to rethink their strategy and come back to us and say, okay, we're ready to do business.
Okay, let's take another call quickly before we wrap this up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Amos.
All right, Mr. Amos, go ahead.
Honestly, let me be frank with you. This discussion is uncalled for.
Okay.
Why should somebody say that I should not send my child to a school I can easily pay for? Because I'm a teacher. Look, there was a time, my own son, the last one,
The uncle said, no, he's not going to anywhere but go to Covenant University. I said, ah. Then he said, I'm going to pay. You see, if I'm going to the government establishment, and then that boy is now at the Covenant University, why don't you blame me? Hmm. Somebody wants to say, no, this is where I want to spend my money on his cousin or whatever. I mean, what's the point? I'm sorry, this is a discussion that I don't think should come to the air.
Right.
Or should come on air.
All right.
Let the government do what they're supposed to do. Repair all the leaking roofs, get the sitting desk in order. How many of us, most of us went to Awolowo's free school, and we are what we are today.
That's true.
Mm. But somebody said that today, I want to give my child or my children the best. It's at the expense of some other things. Maybe he's here to build his house or buy a car, but he wants the children to get the best. Why are you now forcing him that? Or where the wife said, okay, I'm trading. Let me spend my own money on training the children. You try and dig the resources to provide the food in the house.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts. We'll take one more call and we'll go back to our messages.
I think we lost that one.
Apologies.
Your messenger says, in China, the public is a basic prerequisite. Public school, rather, is a basic prerequisite for you to work in government establishments. It is the army that guides all public schools. When you go for exchange programs as a Chinese outside China and you stay for more than a year, you have erased your chance to work under the government. So there's a plan, like Ikechi has been saying, there's a plan, there's something, there's a blueprint. You don't just come up, and I won't even ask about the Ondo State government. Can the governor come out unanimously? But I don't think this was thought through. I don't think
that's why he's saying that teachers can take them to court.
Yeah, I don't think someone sat down and thought this through and said, okay, teachers, I mean, are they, like I said, I can't, because I work in a restaurant, my children must eat there.
Mm.
They can choose not to eat where I work or what type of food I serve. So it's my choice, my prerequisite.
Yeah. Finally, Ikechi, because we're almost out of time, we have just one more minute left. Do you see anything changing in our education sector, especially from the bottom up? Let's leave ASU and, of course, the tertiary education out of it. But, of course, the one that our children have to, go through for their molding years. Is there any change in the future? Do we see anything hanging out there in the horizons for us, especially in terms of leadership and, of course, changing the narrative?
Absolutely, absolutely. You realize that the first time we had a graduate, for example, as president of Nigeria was Umaru Musa Yar'Adua. So what has Nigeria been? Okay, and where are we headed? So today it's almost as though, look, even the National Assembly is reviewing policies to say minimum requirements. We see that this WAEC thing doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
So let's get higher. So we're having better participants, people who have schooled in Harvard, who are well exposed.
Mm.
Now, with their exposure would come change, would come policy reviews,
right.
Okay, functionality.
Mm.
And education is key. I mean, we talk of education, we talk of healthcare, we talk of a lot of things, but education is the bedrock, okay, of societal growth. So when we get it right with leadership, one day will come when we'll have the right leader who's passionate about human capital development, human capital appreciation,
right.
And then he'll look at all the four corners of the requirements and say, yes, my vision is one. I have a one-point agenda, which is revamp education, revamp our schools, repair all the dilapidated buildings. Like we had it in River State some years back.
Ikechi, we have to go. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. But
we'll
say thank you, Ikechi. Ikechi Wogu is an educationist. He's also the president of Ant Hill Congress, and he joined us live from Port Hacker. Thank you so much. The pleasure has been ours. And we want to thank everybody who's participated in the conversation. It's time for Stretch and I to say our goodbyes.
We gotta go. Thank you for being with us from 10 to 12. We'll do this again tomorrow, yeah? Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. Be with us tomorrow at 10 a.m.
MIMIEYO, Instagram, Twitter, and Mary Ann Jikukon everywhere else. I'm Mary Ann, his Stretch. See you tomorrow.